Blog Talk Radio.
Of the enemy. I thank you,
Lord Jesus, for King discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessors, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will rebaptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God. In the name of Jesus. Watchmen, arise. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
It's coming down. It's coming down. Come on, get up and let's have us do this song right here. Come on, God. Let's sing it like we're back in the 80s.
Just walk around.
Just walk around.
Cause there is no more.
Time to come in your day.
let God arise, Zion. When you shout, those giants, they got to come down. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, you have the authority to condemn. The giants got to come down. Our life has to change where we know that God has freed us. There's a freedom that comes with affirmation from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, once God has affirmed you, you are never bound again. You are not bound again. Rekorabashe, never be bound again. We're going to be bringing the word to you tonight, and we won't be with you long, but we hope that the word that God has given us tonight will affect you forever. We will never be bound again. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll go on and pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
There's no reason to be bound, for the Father has already set us free. Yes, from every cord of wickedness, we're free. Enjoy the music, and I'll be right back.
I want to be free. I want to be free. Tell God yes. Tell God yes.
Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I present my body to you, Lord God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, as a reasonable service to you, Father. As a leader in the kingdom of God, Father, I take seriously my charge to represent you, Father, the kingdom and your people at all times. I commit my life. I'm committed, Father God, to live a lifestyle of holy fire that separate me from all unclean things. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for giving me, Father God, a clean heart and renewing in me, Lord God, the right spirit. Let a pathway be made in my heart, Lord God, in my spirit, that I may hear from you and hear from you clearly, Lord God, with clarity. As I come, Lord God, to open my mouth before your people, Father, I yield myself so that you may use me. When I open my mouth, the kingdom of God is activated. So, Father, I thank you right now. I glorify you right now, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn, you condemn, it is already condemned with the blood of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. For truly I am delighted once again to be before God's people. And I don't take it lightly when I come on internet radio, because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's all about God's people being set free. It's all about God's people recognizing that the enemy is out there trying to seek whom he may devour. So God is such an awesome God that he give us this counterattack, that when the enemy come up and think that he's going to eat up our flesh, that he is destroyed and defeated. Because, see, when we claim and reclaim every land, every territory, everything that enemy think that he might steal or take from us, all we got to do is call on the name Jesus. For there is none like him. I tell you, there's power in the name, just the name itself, the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, losing is not an option. We win. We win because of whom we belong to. Oh, yes, I'm going to ask you to get your Bibles out, and we're just going to go forth with the word of God that have been placed in my heart. You know, I've been meditating and in prayer about the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, why? Why aren't we getting our breakthrough? You know, we're coming forth with an awesome play. Actually, it is testimonies that's being portrayed out, real testimonies that's going to come forth. And they're going to become a rhema word to those that are in the presence to actually see it. But I ask God, why don't your people have hope? So the name of the play is I Thought It Was No Hope. You know, the woman of God said to me, maybe, Prophetess Teresa, you want to say, I thought there was no hope. But the Father said to me, I thought it was no hope. So I'm not going to change a letter, apostrophe. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to put it just like the Lord gave it to me. I thought it was no hope. And that's the mindset that a lot of God's people are operating in. God, there was no hope. There's hope in Christ. So we're going to be talking about tonight being set free. breaking free from those spirits that are holding you hostage. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, they're mighty, mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. See, we have to pull down those strongholds. They're strongholds, they're spirits. There's a spiritual realm that causes us not to operate in the fullness of our purpose, of our assignment, of what God wants us to do. So there are some things that we have to do. There are some breakthroughs that we have to encounter. There are some places that we have to go. There are some words that we have to say. There are some prayers that we have to pray, because I'm telling you, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. So we have to line our life up with the will of the Father. So we're going to be talking about tonight breaking free from those spirits, from those python spirits, from those Jezebel spirits, from those spirits that's not of God. See, they're real. They're real. And they're crafty. Crafty. And one of the dangers of a spiritual warfare is giving the enemy asset. You know, giving him asset into your life or back into your life. See, the Old Testament refers to this as a cord of wickedness, a cord of wickedness, cords of wickedness, the cords that wrap themselves around the wicked, like a snake. Yes, like a snake. See, these cords are real, and the enemy used these cords to try to squeeze the life out of God's people, to squeeze the life out of believers, to squeeze the life even out of those that want to know God or want to get their breakthrough or want to kick the habit or want to be delivered from addictions and drugs. But see, it's a spiritual realm that we don't want to tap into, but it's necessary. It's necessary. Yes, yes, yes. It's good to have your pastor. It's good to have the prophet in the house. It's good to have the apostle around. It's good to have the teacher. And it's good to have that evangelist calling in those souls. Yes, it's good. Because it's the order of God. But I'll tell you one thing. It's good to know that there's an authority that lies within you. Turn to Psalms 129, verse 4 and 5. Psalms 129, verse 4 and 5. Well, the word reads, "The Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be conformed and turn back, that Zion, that hate Zion." Yes. I'm going to read it again. "The Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confound. Turn back that hate Zion." See, Zion is hated, and we know who Zion is. I'm going to ask you, why don't you just turn to Proverbs? I hear some questions in your spirit. Turn to Proverbs 5 and verse 22. Praise God. Verse chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. See, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instruction. See, some of us don't want to receive instructions. And in the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray. Listen, the enemy wants us to be trapped. We're going to be talking about being free tonight. never being bound again. See, in Acts 16, and I'm going to give you a chance to turn to Acts 16, and then I believe maybe you can turn to 16 and 16. And I pray that you have your Bible out. See, the Bible is our weapon. The Bible is our course that we take. The Bible, it helps us to be directed to our divine purpose and to our divine destiny. See, a lot of times we don't know where we're going because guess what? We don't have the roadmap. We have to get the roadmap in our spirits. Acts 16, ha, korabo. I'm excited about it. I tell you, I am excited about what God is doing. Make no mistake. Those giants in your life, they're coming down. They're coming down. Believe it and receive it. In Acts 16, verse 16, I'm going to read it and then I'm going to expound on it. See, this was Paul and Silas, and they were in prison in Philippi. And it came to pass. See, sometimes we can be in prison because we got this addiction. Sometimes we can be in prison because we got this habit. Or sometimes we can be in prison because we need some deliverance. We need to be set free, but my God, we don't know how to get it. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know who to go to. But guess what? The enemy think that he have us bound. But in the story, Paul and Silas were in prison, and it came to pass as we went to prayer. Ah, listen to this. As we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her master. See, she had a master with her. Much gain by soothsaying. And they followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul being grieved, because see, guess what? Paul knew something wasn't right. He was grieved. It grieved his spirit. So Paul turned and said, listen, he said to the spirit. He said to the spirit. See, a lot of times we speak to the individual when we should be what? Speaking to the spirit. Oh, yes. What we call the person, we call them and we kill them. We kill their human spirit. We kill their self-esteem by the words that we say. But we have to deal with the actual spirit. What did Paul do? Paul spoke to the spirit. And he said, I command thee, ha, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. See, Paul commanded. He didn't ask. Paul didn't compromise. Paul didn't sit down and negotiate. Paul commanded thee. What did he say? In the name of Jesus Christ. See, a lot of times we deal with sickness. A lot of times we deal with situations. A lot of times we deal with heaviness. We deal with addiction. And we have the answer right in our hands, in our heart, in our mouth. All we have to do is open our mouth and believe it. I'll tell you. And then we call on the name of Jesus. Because guess what? Be above his name, there is no other name. If it can't be done, Jesus can do it. Listen to this. He said, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. He ain't playing. Are you playing? I ain't playing. I ain't playing. See, I thought it was no hope. Yes, yes, yes. That's the name of the play. I thought it was no hope, but guess what? When Paul put a command on that demon, on that spirit, what happened? He came out. We just talked about it. We just read it in the Word. See, we learn of this young woman. And guess what? who was being squeezed to death by a spirit. And guess what? That spirit was a python spirit that had coils around her and had coiled itself, I can imagine, around and round and round. And guess what? When that python spirit, like that snake, will squeeze the breath out of you. And when the breath leaves, guess what? The life is gone. See, the enemy was called out by Jesus. When Jesus called him out and it was put in the word, what did he do? He come to kill, corrupt, steal, and destroy. Kill your dreams. Kill your hope. Kill your vision. Kill your ministry. Kill what God is trying to do in your life. What God wants to do. The enemy come to destroy. Yes. Everything about you. No, he don't like you. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. See, we don't talk about getting free from this python spirit. See, the python is often a voice of the past. Listen, a voice of the past, talking about what has been or what happened or what you did to me or what I did to you or what I should have did way back then. See, python is often a voice of the past. See, the word of God in the Old Testament talks about it's a familiar spirit. A familiar spirit or familiar spirits with the S. The slave girl, see, she consulted people who were dead to guide her present, to guide her future. Yes. And guess what? You hear the saints of God doing the same thing, just not knowing it. I remember when I remember the voice of the past. You know, I remember when my deceased uncle said that we should do it like this. Well, and then we embrace that. And we think that that's right. But it's not right. But we embrace it. And so what we're doing is what? We're consulting the dead to guide our presence. And that's what she did. So people from the past were controlling her today. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. They were controlling her today. And don't think it's strange when you hear somebody say something about their past. And truly, a lot of times, we think it's just okay. We think everything is fine with us being controlled with the past, that our future is predicated on things of the past. I'm going to ask you to turn to Isaiah. Glory to God, Isaiah. And I pray that you're flipping the scriptures with me. You know, I just pray that, you know, as I flip, you flip, and we flip together. And that's a sense of oneness, I believe. But Isaiah 29 is the verse I want to take you to. The chapter, Isaiah 29, glory to God. And then we're going to turn to let's read verse 4. Excuse me. And see, during this time, there was a woe that was pronounced on Jerusalem. And thou shalt be brought down and shall speak out of the ground. Listen to this. And thy speech shall be low out of the dust. And thy voice shall be as of one that has a familiar spirit. Out of the ground. Out of the ground. Ha, corrupo. Listen. and they shall speech. And they shall speak. And their speech shall whisper out of the dust. Okay, get it. And their speech shall whisper out of the dust. Because guess what? They're below the ground. See, the spirit of Python is the spirit of divination, and it speaks from the dust of the ground. And guess what that spirit does? That spirit tries to wrap itself around you, around me, to squeeze the life from us. And a lot of times, the spirit will use our past history. I'm going to give you an example. Family. Personal situations. Professional situations. Memories of the past, and what that will do, it will bring us despair. See, we can talk about how my father treated me, how my mother treated me, and it has nothing to do with your today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. But guess what? I choose to be stuck in the past. I choose to believe that what my mom and them done, okay, or what mother done, or what my daddy did or didn't do, it affected me so much. Here it is 50 years later, and I'm still torn from something that happened to me 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. Oh, my God, 5 years ago. See, sometimes we can be in such despair that we're dead in our spirit, man. And the enemy has caused destruction in our spirit. There's a root of bitterness in our spirit, man. Oh, yes, we go to church. Oh, yes, we praise somebody. We praise God. Yes, we're doing all that. But we're dead. Dead. Because the enemy is trying to squeeze the life out of us. And sometimes it can be just elevating or just bringing back up the good old days. Bringing back up what we used to do. That's a creative force. We bring it up like it's a sacred status. Yes. You know, often the case in churches, see, sometimes we say nothing wrong with the good old days, and when you can't forget the past, you know, we get to talking like that. But when we start talking about the new thing that God want to do at the altar of religion, something is wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong with us talking about the good old days. Traditional thinking can cause our faith to be dead. See, religion is the dead faith of the living. And tradition is the living faith of the dead. I'm going to say it again. Religion is the dead faith of the living. And tradition is the living faith of the dead. See, there's a way to build from our past to gain a perspective of our present circumstances in order to build our future. See, we learn from our past. We learn some things that we shouldn't do. We learn some things that we should do. We learn some principles from our past. So the whole thing is to create an atmosphere of building God's kingdom, bringing forth the manifestation of the purpose that's in our bellies that need to come forth. See, Moses and God, they were having a conversation. Yes, Moses and God, they're talking. And I just want to help to identify with what a healthy view of the past and the present and the future look like. Okay, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to have you turn to Exodus. Turn to Exodus. Exodus 33. And we're going to turn to verse 20. Listen to this. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for thou shall no man see me and live. That's what God said to Moses. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me that thou shalt stand upon a rock, and I shall come, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hands while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts. Glory to God. And my face shall not be seen. If anybody know about the past, it was Moses. In creation, the fall. Then here come the life of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the past. Moses got it. But Moses also knew that the only way he could lead Israel to the promised land, it was to see God's face afresh, anew. But Moses learned that our God is always on the move. See, God could have drawn a picture of himself. I mean, God, he could have given a written description of his glory. But what did he say to Moses? He said no to Moses' request, because God gave Moses a certain place, a certain time, to catch a glimpse of where he had just come from. Listen, where God had just come from, because God is progressive. There is no future in your past. God is always moving forward. So if we choose to stay in our past, to keep talking about what had been or what has happened or what happened yesterday or a month ago, we're going to live it. We're going to stay there. God is always moving forward. We can linger in the halls of yesterday, even yesterday's achievement, and even triumph, only long enough to learn from our mistakes. But if we linger too long, we'll miss what God is doing right now and his promise. See, God has a promise for your future. Yes. Let's talk about python, bad circumstances. I'm going to hear you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to just kind of talk about, turn to Job 27 and 20. Yes, I just wanted to kind of go through some scriptures. You know, Job 27 and 20. See, when you're winning, nothing hurts you. But when you're losing, everything hurts you. See, in a football game, a team player can be penalized for piling up on after the tackle. But worse than that, usually it's after a fumble, I believe. I'm kind of getting the game down. But when we make a mistake or spend too much time celebrating a victory of the past, guess what? Python, he'll pile up on us. See, the Hebrew word for flood, it means to be surrounded by water. But python will surround you. As water surrounds an island an object, python surrounds you. So just piling up of bad situations, one thing after another. Python is the power of wrong relationships. See, that's why it's important that we're on one accord in our relationships. I'm not just talking about male and female. I'm talking about period relationships. I asked you to turn to, let me just stay focused on the scripture I just gave you. I believe it was Job 27. Kind of wanted to make a point with that. Praise God. Job 27. God is so faithful to us. And we have to know when that python spirit is trying to take us out. Because that's what he does. You know, and even I wanted to kind of share with you. We're talking about tonight how to be set free from it. But I wanted to just make you aware of how that python spirit, what the python spirit does is a constrictor type snake. And the python, it strangles its food with its coils and to kill it before it eats. And python are not poisonous, but they're generally aggressive. Only when they're provoked. But the spirit of python will cause you to be haughty, will cause you to think you're right when you're wrong, to cause you to not listen when you should. The spirit of divination, where it seems like God, it looks like God, but it's not God. I just, you know, it's so much when it comes to talking about the python spirit. But I chose to talk about being free from it. Peer pressure is nothing more than a cluster of demons that come together around those who are not quite living right. Families that can masquerade as dream killers. You know what I'm saying? Some families, you know, you can't share, some dreams you can't share with family. Some things that you can't tell because they're dream busters. They're busters of dreams, and they call. They want to make you feel like, no, you shouldn't do that, or no, that's not going to work. I'll tell you one thing. God want to set you free. God want us to be set free. He don't want us to stay any longer. How do one break free from this python spirit? And I'm going to give you a couple scriptures. My time is running nigh thee. But we break free, we must pray and fast. And I'm going to give you these scriptures to write down. Psalms 32 and 6. Psalms 32 and 6. Isaiah 58 and 6. See, as we pray and fast, that what surrounds us is broken. And secondly, we must seek his presence. Psalms 32 and 7. See, we find his presence in the gathering of kindred spirits. As we gather in churches, in the congregation of God. See, he unwraps that python spirit and wraps us with the songs of deliverance. See, we must experience the power of the Holy Spirit. See, sometimes we think we got the Holy Ghost, but we're not set free. We're still sick. We're still hungry. We're still thirsty. We still need more of God. God said that he wants us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So we must experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 59 and 19. See, the Holy Spirit lifts up a banner against the enemy. Jehovah Nissi. See, our flag of victory. And we must confess the promises of God's word. I'm almost done. We must confess the promises of God's word. Isaiah 59 and 21. Things got to change. We can't stay the same. We can't stay the same. And the funniest thing about that, you know, it made me think about Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz. She had the power to, she wanted to go home all through the play. But she had the power right there all the time. But if you don't know what to do with it, you don't know how to use it, you don't know how to get set free, we're trying to help you get set free tonight. You can change your destiny. You can change the destiny of your children, your descendants. You can change their destiny forever. You have chose to get set free. You have chose to cause the python spirit to come out by coming out of your path, by allowing the piling bad circumstances to be depleted and to rot out anything in your life that's not like God. Root it up. And then even by quoting the word of God, meditate day and night. Don't just say it. Stop being traditional. Stop being religion. Because guess what? That's a sign of the python spirit. Because he start with us being religious. Yes, having a zeal of God, not actually knowing him, not totally being set free. So we put the word of God in our mouth. And we put the word of God in the mouth of our children. And in our families, yes, we talk about God. We pray with them. We ask them, can I lay hands on you? Can I pray with you? No, it don't matter how they feel. It don't matter what they believe. Because guess what? By the time the anointing is flowing through you, it will destroy every yoke. It will destroy every yoke of bondage. So we got to walk in that authority. We got to lay hands on our husbands. We got to lay hands on our wives. We got to lay hands on our children. And those hands that we lay have to be clean hands. And the Spirit of God will come through us, will work through us. His power will take control. And we can claim our children's life back. I want to encourage you tonight to understand that it's so much better that what we do is get in the Word. You know, when you might be getting into a little disagreement with someone, go get your Bible. You know, you don't have to prove anything. Go get your Bible. The Word of God will do the work. The Word of God will pierce. We can keep our two cents out. You know, when we say, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind, we need all the mind that we got. We need it. We can't afford to be giving it to nobody. So I want to encourage you tonight to understand that Python spirit is crafty. And if you may feel that's not me, you know, I don't have no Python spirit. The majority of the church suffers with the Python spirit. The Python spirit. They want to cause you to lose hope. They want to cause you to not know what to do next. They want to cause you not to know how to birth that ministry out. Want to cause you to be so caught up with everything else that you're not focused on what God got you doing, and even to perfect the things that you are doing, not to have do anything. Because guess what? God want to birth that ministry out in your belly. He might have you doing something even for someone else. And you wondering why, Lord, Lord, you told me to do this, but you got me doing that. But guess what? God might be developing you. He might be getting you ready. I'll tell you, I served in this ministry for 19 years. And I asked God, Lord, when? I was helping to build another man's ministry. But I understood that the ministry of the kingdom, there's one purpose. It's one. We're one. We do it all together. You do what God gave you to do. We put this thing together, and the kingdom of God is established upon earth. So I just want you to understand that when the Python spirit is operating your life, you're not accomplishing things. Mm-hmm. See, that Python spirit, it loves to flatter. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to close out. The prophecy of the young woman that we talked about was not given to encourage or affirm, but to flatter. See, we all need to give and receive affirmation, encouragement. But flattery is that sweet talk to get what you want. You know, I'm going to talk nice to him because, you know, I need something done. See, that's insecure. It's self-serving. See, so many times, including leaders, we're so starved. We want to be affirmed. We want to be approved. And we're so vulnerable and flattering and deception. We become so deceived by that Python spirit. Our security is in being so settled in God. We got to be settled in God. We got to know that God has accepted us, God has approved us, and that we no longer are susceptible to the flatteries. So I know who I am in God. I know who I belong to. I know what my assignment is. I don't have to give a false prophetic unction. I don't have to give a false word because guess what? I know who I am. and I can go to the Father and I can hear him and I can tell what he's saying. I don't have to flatter. We don't have to flatter. All we have to do is do the work. Stay in the word. Connect with godly people. Yes. And be aware of those who use prophecy to build up themselves, to get what they want from you. That's flattery. Even the false prophets, where they're building up themselves. They're building up everything other than the kingdom of God. And I thank you so much for listening in tonight, because I'll tell you, the more word that we get, the more that we're able to say, I'll never be bound again. I'll never be bound again. Lord, help me to be free. Help me, Lord God, to not flatter, to be self-serving. Help me, Father, to be soft when I speak, to be courteous and kind when I talk to others. Give me that anointing, God, that I love others. And I'm not looking for anything in exchange. But what blesses me is to see them get their breakthrough. What blesses me is to see their ministry birth out. What blesses me is to see them go to that next place in God. What blesses me is to watch them grow, to watch them look back and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, to give him the glory, to give him the honor, and to give him the praises for your life. Oh, yes, he sent people in your life to be a blessing. But we'll be so careful to give him all of the glory, because all of the glory belongs to him. So we're blessed that you stay with us tonight. We're blessed that you called in. And we want to encourage you to join in with us next week. Join in with us on next week. We'll be coming forth again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I believe we're going to have the woman of God coming on. She's going to be talking about situations in marriage. You know, we haven't mastered this thing about marriage. Marriage go beyond relationships. The apostolic and the prophetic is a marriage, you know, and married. She's going to be talking about different things in marriages. We want to be a blessing to her as she opened her mouth and God used her. And that's what it's all about, because no one have arrived, but we can open our mouths. And I tell you, the more you open your mouth, things in your life start lining up. Yes. So we want to encourage our listeners. If you, Sister Beverly Young will be coming on with us on next week. And we're excited and delighted about it. And then I believe we have a few others that's going to be coming on. And we're just excited to say that they will be coming on, joining in with us on Kingdom Builders International Blog Talk Radio. Yes. So we want to encourage you to, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, if you believe that he died, you believe that he did not stay dead, he rose again, you believe that he is the Son of God, confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, and the Word of God says, thou shalt be saved. So just because we get saved The Bible says we have to work our soul salvation out, what? With fear and trembling. So after we get saved, there's work to be done. We want to join in with you. We want to get into that faith fight with you. We want you to call us, email us, kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. If you accepted him as your Savior, I'll tell you the angels are rejoicing. We're rejoicing. We're excited. There's a Shabbat in our spirits where we can just say to the Father, thank you, Lord, that you brought another soul unto the kingdom, that the enemy is defeated and you exalted, God. So you can, if you don't have a Bible and you would like one, we'll be more than happy to send you a Bible in MP3 audio version of the Bible if you don't have one. We want to be a blessing to you. We want to be part of that building stage to help you to grow, to help you to get that breakthrough, to help you destroy and crush the python spirit, to help you get that deliverance, to help you get set free. Oh, yes, that you would never be bound again. And if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to sow. And it doesn't matter how much you sow. Sow the widow's mite, so that we can stay on the broadcast, so that we can keep doing what God has ordained for us to do. We want to encourage you to sow. You can go to our website, kingdombuildersplaza.org, and you can sow into the ministry. And if you accepted Christ, go to our website, send us an email on the website, and we'll get in contact with you. Evangelist Dana Hanna is the program director. She'll be more than happy to call you. We have some others that's lining up to be on the call, to make calls for us. We want to encourage you to get excited, for truly this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. It's a new day that's coming. Oh, yes, the Bible says that weeping endures through the night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's morning time. It's morning time. We decree it, we declare it, and it is so, in the name of Jesus. So again, we thank you. Minister Sophia has not called in, so she will not be on the broadcast tonight. But we thank you so much for tuning in. If there's anyone that wants to have a comment or want to say something, just press the pound key or the one on your dial, on your phone, and I'll know that you want to have a comment. If not, I won't be opening the lines up. But I want to encourage you to know that every day should get sweeter and sweeter. Every day with the Lord should get sweeter and sweeter. So we're not talking about our past. We're not living in the past, because we know that our past give us a dead future. We're living in our todays, where we can hear God, where we can hear his voice, and we can move at his command. We can be set free. We can be made whole. And that's what it's all about. The Master's healing touch. And before we close out, we just want to encourage everyone, make one announcement. We are excited about the 2013 conference in the Detroit, Michigan area. Glory to God. It shall be on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of April. We will be doing a dinner theater on the 25th at 6 p.m. The conference will be held at the Holiday Inn. It's 12500 Northwestern Highway. We'll be there. It's 25100 Northwestern Highway. That's Southfield, Michigan, 48075. And the hotel number to make your registration, to enroll for your room, is 248-350-2400. If you have any questions and you want more information about the room costs, you can contact our own Minister Sophia or Pastor Bernadine Harvin. You can reach them. Just shoot us an email, and we'll be happy to give you more information. KingdomDaughters1@yahoo.com. We will be staying in suites, and the room rate is $79.60. Four can accommodate one room. So we want to encourage you to come on out. Come on out and be blessed, because truly the glory of the Lord will be there. Healing is going to come forth because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is a prophetic intercessors conference. Oh, yes. It's going to be an awesome move of God. And I tell you, your life shall never be the same again. Never to be the same again. Go to our website. If you'd like to register, registration is $60 it includes the whole conference package. The dinner theater is separate. But I'll tell you one thing. You will not be the same. If you want to make a check out, you can send it to 628 East Ferry, Suite 1-E, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48202. Again, you can go to our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. You can register and get it started. If you want to pay part of your registration fee, you can contact us. We'll work with you. If you want to take an add-on, we'll work with you. Call us so that we can strategize, so we can get you there. So, again, if you have faith and believe, all things are possible to them that believe. So, again, we are excited about this prophetic move of God. Oh, yes, we are extremely excited about the play that's coming forth, the dinner theater. And with that being said, we just want to encourage you in God. Encourage you in the Lord. Just to know that God wants to set you free. He wants every area of our lives to be free, that we don't worry about our past, but we are in expectation of our future, of what God says. So in closing, I'm going to leave with this word: never be bound again.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret, that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll fall apart. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
God bless everyone. Join us in our early morning prayer hour, 5 a.m. Central Time. We'll be on the wall. Join in with us. Area code 218-895-0208. I'm sorry. Again, I'll repeat that. Area code 218-895-0208, something like that. I'll get it. But again, join in with us so that in the pound code is 7729, the word pray. 218-895-0280 is the number. Join in with us. We're there. We're on the wall 6 days a week. I'll tell you, make a commitment to say, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord with the intercessors. See, your faith on the line help us hit the target. And we need you to join in with us. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. Have a supernatural Sunday. God bless you. Show the love of God and forgive somebody. God bless you all. And good night.